This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What we can learn counting boats in and out of one of America's biggest ports. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a South Korean maker of solar panels is building a new factory complex in Georgia. Hanwha Q Cells made the announcement earlier today. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The new Georgia facility is designed to move some of the Q-cell supply chain to the U.S. The company says the new complex will eventually manufacture the components of solar panels as well as complete units. Hanwha Q-cell says it's making the investment in response to the Inflation Reduction Act. The law includes incentives like tax credits for renewable energy. The complex in Cartersville, Georgia, is expected to create 2,500 jobs, with production starting next year. There is a wrinkle, though. Where to find all those workers? The unemployment rate is at just 3.5%. Some renewable energy companies are raising pay and benefits to attract scarce workers. Others are trying to increase efficiency and use fewer employees. And some companies are teaming up with prisons to train people who are incarcerated and hire them once they're released. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
One of the biggest drags on the Japanese economy are the cheapo wages employers pay there. The average wage in Japan is just $39,700 a year compared to $51,000 on average in the rest of the industrialized world, around $54,000 average in the U.S. Now the parent company of Uniqlo, Asia's largest clothes retailer, says it'll increase pay by up to 40% in its home market of Japan. The BBC's Mariko Oi is covering this.
It's hugely significant and really exciting, personally, because I've been covering Japan's economy for almost two decades now. And basically, salaries haven't gone up since the early 1990s. And that's something that Fumio Kishida, the country's prime minister, has been wanting to change. Uniqlo's operator, Fast Retailing, just announced that it's going to raise it by as much as 40%, basically to match the Japanese employees' salaries with the rest of the world. And, you know, hopefully, that would encourage other companies to do the same, because otherwise the country has been facing its first proper inflation in decades. And because wages haven't been catching up, people really have been hit hard by it.
The BBC's Mariko Oi. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.2%. Now a euro costs $1.07, meaning the dollar is down slightly. The health hazard in 40% of U.S. homes, apparently the gas stove. A study in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health says 12% of cases of asthma in children comes from cooking with natural gas. Nitrogen oxide and particulates are among the irritants produced. Bloomberg News is reporting the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is now considering a ban on new gas stoves with a public comment period to start late this winter. A nonprofit, well, it's called Consumer Reports. You've heard of it. Recently recommended people go electric when buying a stove. The Port of Los Angeles has been the busiest in the U.S. for decades. You may remember hearing about the massive backlogs of ships waiting to drop off cargo during peak pandemic. But in the last months of 2022, traffic slowed and the Port of L.A. fell to the second busiest destination behind Port of New York and New Jersey. This is in part due to concern of firms trying to get their cargo moved about ongoing labor negotiations between shipping companies and dock workers. Let's take today's Economic Pulse by checking back in with Gene Soroka, Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles. Mr. Soroka, welcome back.
Great to be with you, David.
How's it going with volume over there? Last we talked, it was thunderingly busy, a little less busy, I think, as the year wore on.
It's been fairly light since August of last year, David. We had an earlier than normal peak season with June and July setting all-time records. And then we began to see the shift of cargo away from our ports on the West Coast to the East and Gulf Coast. Many importers and exporters have been telling me for some time they're very concerned about protracted longshore labor negotiations and any type of work disruption. Of course, that hasn't happened, and we don't believe it will.
So you've seen business shift to other ports?
The shift has happened. We're down about 20% from August through the end of the year in 2022. But the productivity of the workforce, the longshore members that are out there moving all this cargo, is at an all-time high per vessel. So we haven't seen any work disruption. And both sides, from the Employers Association to the dock workers groups, have committed to continuing the good work of moving America's trade while the officers and executives are at the table negotiating their next contract.
Now, you're not in the middle of the negotiations. Clearly, you're affected by them. But you have a sense that maybe those negotiations are approaching an end game?
From a historical perspective, we're at the outer reaches, or the point where it usually sees conclusion. I'd like to see this agreement completed here in the first quarter. Again, from what we've seen in the past on time and distance, it seems right to get these final pieces put together, but it's still a lot of hard work for the negotiators.
And as you point out, the labor negotiations are part of this, but also it was 2022, a crazy year in your business. You had supply chain backlogs, and then some of the backlogs were worked through, and you saw that rhythm at your port.
I've had folks in charge of transportation, supply chain, import, export managers telling me they just couldn't risk another year of telling their superiors they got caught up in the backlogs at the Southern California ports. Maybe they overcorrected, but they had to do something. Sitting and doing nothing was not an answer. We've tried to give every reassurance, and before the holidays, I was crisscrossing the nation on a whistle-stop tour to try to share the ground truth with manufacturers, retailers, exporters alike on how productivity looks, and our gateway is open for business.
Yeah, she went door-to-door over there, huh?
Absolutely. East Coast, Midwest. I was in Detroit visiting with our automotive friends, the tier one and tiered suppliers. Everyone in my Rolodex was on the list to go out and continue to share what we're doing out here and make sure they have an understanding. The KPIs, all the data that we look at to show that this gateway here with latent capacity now can help pick up the slack from other areas.
All right. Always good to talk to Gene Soroka, Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.